shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news right now. Two people are dead and another person is hurt after a horrific crash in Clinton. What we're learning from investigators this morning.
Grab a jacket as you're heading out the door. Temperatures are cooler, looking at 40s and 50s. I'll show you how cool our highs will be, too, coming up.
It's a busy day for North Carolina lawmakers as the Senate prepares to vote on a controversial bill that could impact transgender youth and sports. We are looking ahead at what could happen to these young athletes. We get started here bright and early on a Monday morning. 4:30 is the time right now. We're glad you're with us. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. We're slowly waking up this morning, right? And transitioning out of that rainy weekend into some nice weather. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. We're starting off cool, but it will be pleasant today.
And we got a beautiful day on tap. This is a live look at Zebulon. And of course, you can see the historic town hall there. 47 degrees, though, right now. So it is on the nippy side. A jacket definitely feels good this morning. Our wind speed forecast is going to be climbing as we go through the day today. Winds right now are at about 5 to 10. We're going to be up to around 10 to 15 steady out of the northwest this afternoon with gusts up to 25 to 30. So that's going to be the biggest thing. We're going to see a blustery wind coming out of the northwest, making it feel cool. Right now, it's 45 in Roxborough, 47 in Durham, 54 in Fayetteville, 50 in Southern Pines, as well as Rocky Mount and Wilson. 24-hour temperature change is pretty big, anywhere from about 10 to 15 to almost 20 degrees cooler than it was this time yesterday. Our temperatures will be slow to warm up. We'll see 62 at lunchtime, and we'll see highs only in the upper 60s this afternoon, which is a good bit below normal. I'll show you the normals coming up and when we'll see our temperatures getting back to them.
WRAL is following breaking news. First this morning out of Clinton, at least two people are dead. One other is hurt following a crash there. Let's get straight out to breaking news tracker. Michael Grace has been at that scene all morning gathering details for us. Michael, what can you tell us?
Yeah, Jeff, that scene actually cleared at around 3 this morning. I'm at Highway Patrol right now, but like you guys said in that intro, a horrific, horrific crash. It all happened at around 11:45 last night, and I want to get you to this video from the WRAL breaking news tracker of what this scene looked like. State troopers say that the drivers were going upwards of 80 miles per hour, hit a ditch, and then kept going into those tree lines that you can see there. The car actually split in two. So right now we know two dead. One was taken by helicopter to Wake Med. State troopers have confirmed that the driver who was killed is 21-year-old Lucas Ramos Garcia of Clinton. So just a very terrible accident that happened this morning. Obviously, speed a factor in this crash, and troopers say they are going to do a toxicology report to see if alcohol was a factor as well. Live in Clinton, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
We're waiting to learn when a Spring Lake man who confessed to killing his wife in Ohio will be sent back here to North Carolina. The Hardin County Sheriff's Office says Jeffrey LaCortiglia walked into the Hamilton Township Police Department and told officers he shot his wife, Blanca, at their Spring Lake home. Authorities say Jeffrey had gone to his mother's house in Ohio, and she was the one who told him to go to police. He provided authorities with the access code to the garage of his home, allowing Hardin County deputies to get in. His wife's body was in the bedroom with a gun nearby. Jeffrey LaCortiglia is currently in custody in Ohio.
Busy day for the North Carolina Senate today as they prepare to move forward on two controversial bills targeting the LGBTQ plus community. One of the moves would impact transgender youth athletics. WRAL's Laura Levine joins us live to explain what's expected to happen next out of all this. Laura?
Jeff, good morning. Now, this is a bill that will bring major changes to high school sports eligibility, including for students who identify as transgender. Let's break down Senate Bill 636. Now, this is also known as the School Athletic Transparency Bill. The bill says sports teams must be designated as either male, men, or boys, females, women, or girls, or co-ed, or mixed. Activities designated for females, women, or girls should not be open to students of the male sex. The bill reads. Now, current NC High School Athletic Association rules allow student athletes who identify as transgender an opportunity to play sports based on their gender identification. At least 20 states have passed state laws banning transgender students from participating in sports based on their gender identity. Now, this has received a lot of pushback from advocates here in North Carolina, saying that this bill will welcome a lot of discriminatory behavior targeting the most vulnerable youth. Now, they're going to take this up for discussion today at 4 o'clock. Laura Levine, WREL News, live in Raleigh.
Things may get a little harder for hospitals as they try to collect medical debt from millions of people across North Carolina. Today, the Senate will vote on a bill aimed at implementing more protections. The bill would enact multiple pro-patient rules that would add new legal protections, including making prices transparent and holding hospitals accountable if they hide prices. We have a full breakdown of the bill online at WREL.com.
Starting today, PwC customers will pay higher rates for electric, water, and sewer services. The companies say the increases are needed because of higher costs for materials and building projects. PwC says the increases will help the company replace old pipes and upgrade treatment plants.
Today, recommendations will be made for how money will be spent next year in Wake County. County Manager David Ellis will present his budget proposal tonight during the Board of Commissioners meeting. That's happening at 5 o'clock and will be live streamed on the county's website. We'll update you as soon as we learn what some of those spending recommendations are.
This morning, more than 200 law enforcement officials are looking for the man accused of shooting and killing five members of a Texas family. This is the newest photo released of Francisco Oropesa. Authorities say he shot the victims in Cleveland, a small town north of Houston, on Friday. Investigators say Oropesa opened fire when one of the family members asked him to stop shooting his rifle outdoors because it was making too much noise. An 8-year-old child was among those killed. Authorities are offering an $80,000 reward that leads to his capture.
NC State University continues its support for students today after two recent student suicides last week within 24 hours of each other. Counseling services are going to be open throughout the day. Counselors will have a room at the Tally Student Union until 4. Seven students have died by suicide since August.
Today, Harnett County commissioners will discuss proposed pay raises to help attract new employees and retain current ones. Right now, the policy allows year-to-year salary increases that are around 5%. If approved, managers will be able to offer up to a 20% raise. A second change includes at least an 8% increase and raising minimum wage to at least $15 an hour.
All new this morning, we now know when the Carolina Hurricanes will hit the ice again for round two of the Stanley Cup playoffs. The NHL dropped the new details overnight and plan to release more later today. WRL's Nia Harden joins us live from outside PNC Arena right now to walk us through what we can expect in the coming days as the Canes battle for the Stanley Cup playoff title.
Jeff, tickets are already on sale, and with all the Canes fans we have here, it is likely that they will go fast. This news coming out overnight with those games one and two being Wednesday and Friday. Both will be here at home at PNC Arena. Who the Canes will play is still up in the air. Tonight, the New Jersey Devils will play the New York Rangers. The winner will move forward to go against the Hurricanes. Right now, the Devils and Rangers are tied. Canes fans will see a full schedule after tonight's game, and we'll post that for you on the WREL News app. Nia Harden, WREL News in Raleigh.
Pope Francis is letting the world in on a secret. What he's saying about the Vatican's plan to help people in Ukraine.
Plus, we're showing you the new video that captures a dramatic moment when a car flipped during a tornado in Florida. You're looking live right now at the DBAP. Out there, WREL's camera at the Durham Bulls Stadium. Rain has moved out after a wet weekend. Cooler temperatures, though, moving in. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WREL Severe Weather Center tracking what we can expect to see this week.
From the WREL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:42. We take a live look outside across Wilson, Durham, and Fayetteville. Our skies are clear. It's going to be a breezy day. The wind hasn't started to pick up just yet, though, but it's cool. 50 degrees in Wilson, 47 in Durham, and 54 in Fayetteville. And with clear skies, we will likely see temperatures dropping a little bit more over the next few hours. So that's a chilly start out there this morning, but looking pleasant. There's a pretty moon out there. It's not a full moon, but it's gorgeous this morning. It may have already set, because when I came into work this morning, it was pretty low in the sky. But temperatures will be in the 40s and 50s. Kids will want jackets at the school bus stop this morning. And, you know, you're going to look outside and say, oh, it looks clear. It's going to be a nice mild day today. Temperatures will be as much as 10 degrees below normal this afternoon, even with sunshine.
Elizabeth, thanks. A small but significant update about the shooting deaths of a Fayetteville police officer and his wife. The FBI says even though they cannot release information about the case, they can confirm there is no threat to the public stemming from the incident. Officer Domingo Rodriguez and his wife, Yanitza Torres, were found dead inside their home on Vandenberg Drive Friday. Rodriguez had been on the force since June 2021. He served in the military prior to that. A neighbor says Rodriguez shared with him he had PTSD from his military experience.
A man is dead after a shooting at a home in Clinton. The WRL breaking news tracker was on the scene near Sampson Street. Clinton police tell us they responded to the shooting around midnight Sunday. They found 30-year-old James Gamino and 27-year-old Sergio Gamino, both with gunshot wounds. Officers say James died at the scene. Sergio was taken to the hospital for treatment. Investigators believe the two got into an argument with a third person who shot them. We do not have details about a suspect at this time.
Pope Francis confirms the Vatican is involved in what he calls a secret peace mission in Ukraine. The Pope answered questions on his plane Sunday while returning from his three-day visit to Hungary. Right now, he's keeping further details under wraps about the move. However, he did add that he privately discussed the situation with both Hungary's prime minister and a representative of the Russian Orthodox Church. Pope Francis has called for peace between Russia and Ukraine since last year.
A state of emergency is in place in El Paso, Texas, ahead of a potential surge of migrants. The deceleration took effect at 12:01 this morning. The mayor there says it'll last for 7 days. After that, he plans to seek emergency approval for 30 days. The move comes as Title 42 nears an end in less than a month. It was put in place during the pandemic in 2020 to quickly expel migrants and, in some cases, suspend the rights to asylum seekers. El Paso's mayor says many believe the expiration will bring open borders. However, that is not true.
New this morning, tens of thousands of civilians in Sudan are fleeing to neighboring countries as violence continues to escalate. Many of them are now going to Chad. We've learned that its partners deployed emergency teams along the eastern border with Sudan to respond to the urgent needs of protecting them from fighting. This comes as the U.S. military evacuates hundreds of Americans from Sudan as well. So far, nearly 1,000 Americans have been rescued.
A man accused of killing Cash App founder Bob Lee is expected to plead not guilty when he appears in a California court tomorrow. Nima Momeni faces a murder charge. She's accused of stabbing Lee to death in San Francisco earlier this month. Court documents allege Lee and Momeni got into an argument over Momeni's sister. Momeni could spend life in prison if he's convicted.
Scary moments caught on camera in Florida. This was taken Saturday in Palm Beach Gardens as a tornado moved through the area. The wind was so powerful it tossed a car onto its roof. National Weather Service in Miami tweeted the tornado was at least an EF1 with winds of 100 miles per hour.
National Hurricane Preparedness Week is underway. The National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration encourages everyone to get ready ahead of hurricane season. It begins June 1st. National Hurricane Preparedness Week runs through Saturday, May 6th. Today, the idea for a new playground in Franklinton Park will be discussed. Franklin County commissioners will talk about whether or not to approve $295,000 for that project. The money would pay to replace old equipment.
Well, after a rainy weekend, we're finally getting to dry out. Our temperatures on the cooler side. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center with a look outside in Zebulon.
Definitely feeling good in a jacket this morning. And, you know, it's really not going to be shorts and T-shirts weather this afternoon. The highs are going to be in the 60s. So, you know, some long sleeves or a little jacket, a little sweatshirt may feel good all day long. We take a live look at Zebulon, looking at their historic town hall, looking beautiful this morning. 47 degrees. Our skies are clear. Our dew point's down to 39. You know, the last few few days, it was a little muggy out because of the precipitation, obviously. And now that has all moved out. Temperatures will be in the 40s all the way until around 8 or 9 o'clock, and our temperatures will be close to 60 degrees at lunchtime. So it's going to look beautiful. And, you know, you can spend your lunch hour outside, certainly, but it is going to be breezy. Our winds are going to be gusty. Right now, we're looking at winds steady out of the northwest at about 5 to 10, but we will be gusting this afternoon up to 25, 30. So it may not be the most pleasant lunch hour to sit outside and eat lunch, even though it's going to look beautiful. Our gusts will be, again, 20 to 25 with steady winds out of the northwest at about 10 to 15. Around town today, looking at a high of 68 in Raleigh, 67 in Durham, and 72 in Fayetteville. So it's going to be, you know, the kind of weather that, you know, some of us may want to hang on to for a little while. It is May 1st today, of course, and temperatures normally would be in the upper 70s, and today it will be much cooler. During the evening, I mean, perfect weather for getting out and running or at kids playing soccer, whatever practices your kids are headed to outside this afternoon. If they're going to be running around, it'll feel good for them with temperatures in the 60s. We are looking at, more and more daylight as we get closer and closer to end of June. So sunrise for today is 6:23 and the sunset is 8:02. So it's going to be a beautiful spring day, just a little bit cooler than normal. Our forecast for tomorrow morning, 47 in Roxborough, 49 in Rocky Mount, 51 in Fayetteville, 50 around the triangle. So it'll be another cool start tomorrow and our humidity remains nice and low. Our dew point right now is at 39. And look at this, we're just going to keep it right there in the refreshing zone all the way through Friday. So it's going to feel great. Our temperatures remain cool. We'll see this big blob of cool air that sticks with us. We'll get a big push of it Wednesday. Wednesday will be the coolest day, and then temperatures begin to approach normal as we get into the weekend, but for us, they should stay just below, and that continues. Look at this. Almost through the middle of May, we have a good chance of below normal temperatures, the 6th through the 10th, so it should feel refreshing for us. Look at this. I mean, we deserve a gorgeous weekend, don't we? 65 on Wednesday, but then we jump into the 70s for Saturday and Sunday. Right now, we have a tiny chance of showers, nothing like we've seen the last several weekends. So make plans to get outside.
Will do. Elizabeth, thank you. Kanye West and Adidas strike up a new lawsuit. We'll explain why the company is now under fire for cutting ties with the music artist and fashion mogul.
Is the time right now, your Monday morning, May 1st, a live look at Lewisburg from our WRL Live Cam Network. We're going to reach the upper 60s in most of our viewing area today. A little chillier than it normally is this time of year.
New technology is giving rise to so-called smart cities across the country. Morrisville is getting national recognition for a plan that uses sensors, broadband, and solar panels to improve the quality of life. WRL's Laura Levine reports the town is now on track to launch a new app this Friday.
On a rainy day like this, Cedar Fork District Park in Morrisville gets a lot of saturation.
So we have moisture sensors in the ground. You can see over here the pole. That pole is a moisture sensor with a solar panel. It's collecting the data and sending to our central platform.
The chief technology officer with Verdex tells me there's a flood sensor near Crabtree Creek in the park. This helps alert staff and neighbors of real-time conditions with just one click. It's one example of how Smart City Solutions is changing the way people work, play, and live here.
The city determined that they could save about 1 ton of carbon emissions every year just by implementing this, because it saves so many trips for so many different people.
And a lot of this is also made possible by SAM IT Solutions.
This is a public-facing app, so citizens can see in live that these fields on the Cedar Fork District Park are currently closed, so they know that they can save a trip. In addition, there's a feature where they can click notify me.
During the pandemic, council member Steve Rowell tells me Morrisville launched a smart city committee to bring innovative ideas to help growth, development, traffic patterns, and even public safety.
You can get real-time visibility of your traffic count so that when you're planning development and things like that. So these are all things that we're working on, and we've seen such immediate benefit.
The data collected from sensors, video cameras, parking meters, license readers, and smartphones is changing the game for the fast-growing area.
It's really all about finding areas in your town where you can leverage this data to help enhance the quality of your services for your residents. And so that's one thing that we've been able to show that you can do.
Now looking ahead to the future, the town wants to focus on how to tackle crime using tech and encouraging other cities in North Carolina to think smart.
So we've gone from basically nowhere to now a national leader. And I think it's exciting because we can grow smart city innovation across the state.
Laura Levine, WREL News in Mooresville.
So much useful information for the public. The new app, Mooresville Central, is tentatively set to launch Friday. The town is also encouraging public engagement to discover what other types of apps that they can add to their list.
Adidas is being sued over its partnership with Kanye West. Investors say the company knew about the risks of its partnership with the rapper years before it cut ties with him. Adidas did end the partnership with Kanye in October after the artist made anti-Semitic remarks on social media and in interviews. The company has called his comments unacceptable, hateful, and dangerous. Instead of spending time looking for your lost keys or wallets, you may want to call your last Uber driver. The rideshare company released its annual Uber Lost and Found Index. And some of the items may seem pretty common: phones, clothing, wallets, jewelry. Others are not so normal. Drivers have found fake blood, a lightsaber, even a dog. The company says there's also been an uptick in eggs getting left behind. Staying on top of breaking news for you this morning in Clinton, two people have been killed in a crash. A third person is hurt. We'll let you know what we are learning from investigators.
Plus, a controversial vote is expected to happen in the North Carolina Senate today. We're breaking down the bill that's on the table and how it could affect the LGBTQ plus community. And the changes you need to know about that kick in at the DMV today.